Welcome to the West Side. Welcome to Lorain County football. And at first blush, what are your thoughts coming over here to the West Side and coaching the Cards?
New. I'm learning. The coach is sitting here talking to a lot of the coaches, and this is an awesome event. You know, getting to talk to some of the guys on this side of town. I know a lot of guys on the other side of town, the east side of town, and so I'm a rookie over here. So talking to some of these guys, it's awesome. And being at Brookside, it's awesome. You know, I'm learning. Every day is a learning experience for me, and getting out there, you never know what to expect. And so we're learning. We're progressing each and every day. I'm learning the situation, learning Brookside, and they're learning me, probably more importantly, how I like things. And there's some leeway on certain things, and some other things, there's not much leeway. And that's just how I am. So
listeners are dialing in going, okay, I've heard that Brookside has a new football coach, but I don't know a lot about the new coach. So kind of give us that thumbnail sketch of your resume and how you ended up as the head coach of the Cards.
All right. So I started out coach. I played at Carroll, John Carroll. I stayed on as the GA. That's how I got my career started, 2 years at John Carroll. Then after that, I went to St. Ed's for 4 years. I was there with John Gibbons. John Gibbons was my head coach in high school at Lake Catholic High School, so that's where I started. After that, I went to Lake Catholic with Mike Bell, and I have been there ever since. And the last 5 years, I've been the head coach at Lake Catholic High School, and had a great 5 years at my alma mater, and it was an awesome experience. And now I'm over to Brookside, and this year's my first year at Brookside, and you know, great support over at Brookside, and I'm excited about the 2019 football team.
So, whether it's within the coaching circles or a website or at a conference with coaches, you hear about this Brookside opening. What attracted you to it? What made you say, that's a gig I'd like to go after?
And that's, I've been asked that a bunch of times, you know, about why Lake Catholic, and then now, and I'll tell you, the support that's there from the superintendent all the way down to the administration, and then Dick Kirschbaum's the AD there. So Dick actually was the head football coach at Menor High School, right next to Lake Catholic, a long time ago. All right,
He's got a lot of pullovers,
and I don't want to err on that side. Yeah. But you know, I respect Dick.
We played him when he was at Menor, so I'm feeling a little bit old right now and long in the tooth. So,
but you know, he was there, and that was part of it. And coming in brand new high school, the middle school's right there, and. You know, I see a lot of potential, you know, and obviously we've got to get things turned around. And you look at 15 years, and they've had one winning season the last 15. And I see a lot of the kids are great, and the atmosphere is great. The community is great. Talked to the mayor a bunch of times. He's on board. He wants things to get turned around. So it's my job to get it turned around. And so far, so good.
Well, one of your kids had the right frame of mind yesterday. I went to the grocery store over at Giant Eagle, and he was out front selling your booster cards, and I bought a booster card from him. I said, are you going to be better this year? And he didn't even hesitate. He said, yes, we're going to be better this year. So I don't know who the kid was, but he, not only did I buy my Brookside boosters card to help the program, he's on board. So the good-looking kid, and he had the right answer right away. And I didn't tell him that I'll be talking to coach tomorrow night. But
it's important, and that's important. You know, when you're trying to change something, you know, they don't need to buy into what I have to get them to buy in, and that's important. So me being there each and every day, you know, busting my hump to make sure that I'm giving it to them all the time, and make sure that they're seeing that, you know, and they believe in what I'm doing and what I'm preaching. And ultimately, obviously, that's going to happen when you get into scrimmages, when you get into games, and they see the results of that. So it's important, because they could say, oh, this is just like any other guy. Oh, yeah, he talks a good game, but you got to see results. You know, the staff talk about that all the time. And, you know, short on kids, and I firmly believe, how are you going to get more kids? Well, you got to win.
Yeah.
You know, you got to win. Is that worth my time? And that didn't used to be a conversation, but it is now. Why do I come out there and play football and go through those doubles, practice six times a week? Well, because you want to have fun and you want to win.
What are we going to see from you, Coach, offensively, defensively, all
you know, team-wise? An offense will be multi-formation. We'll be a zone and a gap team, and You know, we have a nice running back who's a sophomore back there and a quarterback who's going to be a senior, Donovan Davis, who can throw the ball and run the ball, you know, but we're going to be aggressive. That's what we're going to be in every phase. On defense, I'm going to coordinate the defense, and we're going to get after people. We're going to attack people, get to the ball. You know, we're going to stay simple. And on special teams, we'll be much better.
So we're going to see Lake Catholic defense is what you're telling me.
We're and it's not like it's Brookside. Yeah. And that's the thing. We're going to be Brookside, and we're going to play Brookside defense. And, you know, we're just – it's aggressive. I that's all I know, you know, how to play the game aggressively. So that's what I'm trying to get across to the kids is we got to be aggressive and all the time. And everything that you do – that's what you got to do. 110% all the time. Get after people, you know, and good things will happen. If you do that on every play, no matter what phase it is, it's going to be exciting.
Scott, what I want to ask you about, and you could probably do a two-hour, three-hour coaching seminar on it, but it's a winning mentality. You've got kids that haven't been used to winning. I mean, you can coach X's and O's. You can say, here's what we're going to do offensively and defensively. How do you change that mindset to say, guys, we're gonna win?
Yeah.
How do you coach
and,
that?
And that's a great question. And I don't think there's one answer to that question. You go in and assess the situation, which I'm in the process of doing right now still, and I will be probably for a couple years. You know, you get into a situation, you learn everything, and I was blessed that I was able to come in and work with the guys in the weight room and learn the school. I subbed a little bit, so learn the situation. And I know one of the big things was just getting kids out. So I need to be in the lunchroom talking to the kids and doing those kind of things. But that mentality, I firmly believe this, and I know all the coaches in this room would say the same thing, starts in the weight room. I mean, that's where your mentality starts. And it's, for me, it's not even for these guys being about the other team. It's about us. It's about conquering, you know, yourself, your mind, and knowing that when you take the field that you can win. And that's my responsibility, and that's what we're doing right now, like going to these scrimmages. And scrimmages are great, but it's about getting a 1-0 against Cloverleaf. And these kids got to buy into, hey, it's a daily thing, and we got to take a step up every day. So that mentality, there's a lot that goes into that. And it's really the first part of it is learning yourself. And knowing that, hey, I could go out there. I can get this done. You know, and it's not necessarily about Cloverleaf or any of the other teams that we play on our schedule. It's about them and learning that, hey, I have the ability. I have the tools. Coach has given me the scheme. Now let's go. Let's get this done. So, and that's not an easy thing. And part of that is going to see results. So they go do those things, and they come out week one, and they execute that. Coach, I executed that. Now I better have success. And we will. I know that we will once you do things the right way. So there's a lot that goes into it. And right. The golden recipe, we'll see. I'll tell you the golden recipe if how it works as we go along.
Final question for you. As you said, over on the east side, coaching at your alma mater, had to love that. But can a change also kind of re-energize you and recharge the batteries a little bit?
Yeah. I coaching football energizes me. Being here talking of football all the time and having to coach these guys, it's energizing. I'm energized by Brookside and being there and the support that I've had and them wanting me there and the kids being there and showing up. I love showing up every morning and, you know, and how many, whatever it is, 23, 25, 30, and we're working through that and the accountability piece, and I'm excited. Each and every day, it's a great day at Brookside High School that we get to show up for doubles and get out on that field and get after it.
That's good stuff. Hey, congratulations on landing the gig. We wish you nothing
Thank
but
you.
The best, and you're going to be hearing from us every week. We'll be chatting with you as far as the team is concerned, but, boy, your passion is very well evident. I can
Thank
tell you.
You
that.
Thank you. I appreciate you having us there.
Sorry we kept you waiting, Coach. I told you to get here early.
Hey, it's busy. I get it. You got a lot of guys.
Scott O'Donnell, he's the first-year head coach of the Brookside Cardinals.